Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
We'll be right back. everybody. Welcome to Insomnia Radio Orlando, Episode 9. We kicked off the show with an awesome song called Bismarck from Life of Pi. Now, Life of Pi is actually a Tampa band, not an Orlando band, but I have said before that I will play some music from all across Central Florida, so I'm allowed to cheat here and there, and I really like this band, and I really like this song. I love the dynamics in the song. I think it's awesome. It sort of reminds me of some old Smashing Pumpkins stuff, which, as I've mentioned before, is one of my all-time favorite bands. And I just love the quiet to just ass-kicking loudness in that. And that song came from their 2005 album, Pyrrhic Victory, which is available on iTunes, along with their debut, which was called Sunrise with Sea Monsters. They have a brand new album coming out this fall called Monsoon Season, and there's a preview track from that one available on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/lifeofpi, and that's P-I as in the mathematical pi. All right, next up, we have another sneak peek from the Brad Leo administration's new 7-inch, which will be coming out on Florida's Dying. The song is called Sierra. And actually, Brad played, the Brad Leo administration played what will probably be their last Orlando show for a little while this past weekend, because Brad has actually moved. I believe he moved to Fort Lauderdale. So hopefully he'll be back to play some more shows now and then, and I wish him luck. I'm looking forward to hearing the new release, too. Everything I've heard from it sounds awesome. And lest I forget to send you to their MySpace page, that is myspace.com/Brad Leo Administration.
Well, the boys, yes, they're on that 16th Avenue. And the girls, they get dressed just so they can impress you. And the kids, they crowd around for ice cream. But a tired waitress has failed her dream. Her life has become like a dog night.
If you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
We'll be right back.
song you just heard was called Shut Up and Kiss Me by the band Mosey. Now, in the course of emailing with these guys to find out about if it was cool to play their music on the show, I actually learned that they're changing their sound around quite a bit. They're in the process of incorporating some steel guitar, and they're writing a new album, and they're changing around their sound quite a bit. So they sort of wish that they had a new version of the song for me, but we both agreed that the song sounded pretty good as it is, so they were cool with me playing it. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/mosey. The next song I'm going to play for you holds the record for the shortest song that I've played so far. This one clocks in at just 1:02. It's a one-man band. He calls himself The Studebaker, and you can find him at myspace.com/thestudebaker. The song is called Letter of Intent, and I don't know a lot about this guy. He prefers to remain a man of mystery. He describes himself as a loner from Fort Lauderdale, and now he resides in Winter Park. So check out his song, check out his MySpace page, and here you go.
Scream my lungs out and give them to you as a token of my desire. I'd stand in a bed of coals till my feet catch fire. We'll be right back.
song was Love and Friction from the upcoming full-length CD Love and Friction by the band Dish. This one's due out, they think, probably in November. And it was actually engineered by Ryan Freeland, whose credits include Amy Mann, Ryan Adams, and Fiona Apple. Not bad. Dish, actually, I've played them once before on the show, and I mentioned that it's a two-man band consisting of two brothers. Roberto does the singing, and he plays guitar and mandolin. And Nathaniel does what he calls junk gypsy found percussion, where he uses a little bit of everything, like pots, pans, sheet metal, all kinds of stuff to get his unique percussion sound. You can find them at myspace.com/dishtheband. The next song I have for you is from a band that I have also played before, and I can't say enough nice things about these guys. The band is The Oaks, and they're just the nicest guys. I've been emailing with Matt, and he's one of the founders of the band, and he handles all the percussion. He recently sent me their debut album, which just came out last month. It's called Our Fathers and the Things They Left Behind, and it's been in heavy rotation for me ever since. It's really excellent work, and even nicer is the fact that for every one of these that they sell, they're going to donate 50% of the proceeds to the Global Hope Network to aid the refugees in Afghanistan. And if you missed episode 7, I mentioned that Ryan Costello, who's the other founding member of the band, and he plays the guitar and sings, he spent 2 years in Afghanistan working for Global Hope Network, teaching agriculture in the mountains there. So I really have a lot of respect for these guys for not just talking the talk, but for walking the walk. You can find out more about Ryan's experience in Afghanistan at his page, which is ryancostello.com. He's got a lot of photos there and some writing about his experience. And go to the band's website, theoaksband.com, to order the album. It's well worth it. This song, like many of them on the album, was inspired by Ryan's experiences while in Afghanistan, and the song is called My Heart Is Weighed and Found Wanting, Kabul. Thank you. close out the show today with a little bit of electronica from the Beat Mavericks. The song is called Good Times, and you can find more about these guys at myspace.com/beatmavericks, and you can buy their stuff at Vinyl Chemistry Records. That is vinylchemistry.com. Beat Mavericks consists of two guys, Budokai and Dr. Dabble. Check out their MySpace page because they are going to be playing a big Halloween party at the club at Firestone later this month, so check into that. You guys have a great week.
Thank you.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.